Alright guys, welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. Today I want to talk to you about The RealReal, which is the leading reseller of authenticated luxury from top designers at up to 90% off retail. It's awesome. You guys know I love The RealReal. I've gotten a Louis Vuitton duffel bag from there, Golden Goose sneakers, the whole nine yards. You can shop from designers like Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Rolex, Cartier, and hundreds more at up to 90% off retail. New arrivals come in daily, and every single item is authenticated by The RealReal's team of experts. TheRealReal.com, you can use the promo code REAL. If you want to get $25 off at checkout, you can do so if you go in store. They have a few store locations such as 870 Madison Avenue in New York, or the Soho one, or the West Hollywood one. I'm so excited. I've been to two of them already, so it's definitely a good time. So if you guys want to shop in-store, online, or download the app and get 20% off select items with the promo code REAL, that's therealreal.com, promo code REAL for 20% off select items. What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I am Danielle.
I'm Brooke. We're hype to be finally back at it for you guys today.
Yes, we are so hyped to be here. Oh my gosh, it has been a couple weeks since we've both sat down and recorded together.
And we are here. Many of you might not know, but now we're doing this virtually. So I'm in Boston, Danielle's in Florida. We're both crazy true gals on
True gals on the go, always. Like, it's seriously a movement.
And we've been having some busy summers, I would say, combined. I know Danielle has a lot coming up in these next few weeks. And and we're excited. We've literally just caught up with each other for the past, like, 30 minutes. And now we're going to catch up with you guys live. So let's get it.
Well, should we get into our highlights and lowlights?
Yeah, let's hit it.
Highlights and lowlights.
Jingle season. We love that.
Jingle season.
So low lights because, but Danielle and I always struggle with the low lights, you guys. Honestly, life has been pretty
good. Should we just like get rid of low lights unless we have one? Because who should have to really search for something terrible that happened to them, you know?
I know. We're both very blessed to have been having things go our way recently, and obviously there's always tough times in life, I think, but like,
for sure,
yeah, but then you have like, everyone has it, you have a really good week every now and again when you're like, there's literally not one bad thing that happened to me, or like you struggle to come up with a low light. I think Danielle and I have been very lucky in the past few weeks, but
most definitely
I know you have a small low light, am I correct?
I do. I don't know if we're, what do you think, mine's yesterday's?
Oh, I what are you thinking say, about? I was thinking that it's because you're busy and overwhelmed and you were like, today is like, the most insane day ever, but
well, that's kind of always how it is. So I was like, I think that's been my highlight three times. So either I fix it or I stop talking about it. So, but I mean, my one like kind of low light that I was thinking of was I spent most of my 4th of July at the Evansville Regional Airport. So
I did see that. Yeah. So what happened?
Our flight just got delayed, and it just, there's nothing to do at that airport. We ended up playing Euchre, a game of cards that's really popular in the Midwest. But it was fine. I knew I was traveling on the 4th of July. We ended up coming home and doing fireworks and hanging out with our neighbors. So that's why I was like, it's not really low light, because I ended up having a good night. But yeah.
It seemed like it was a pretty good time, though. Like, you made do what you could with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and honestly, I got so much work done at
really?
The airport.
Wow.
Yeah, I had so much to do, just, like, prepping for New York and planning videos and shopping for my apartment and stuff like that. I've obviously been watching your apartment videos to get me inspired for mine. Like, wow, I'm so excited.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's a work in progress for sure. I think you have to really, like, get into the space before you – because, like, I tried to do as much planning before I moved in as possible, but you really have to get in and see, you know, how much space you have in certain spots, and like, does this blank wall look okay, or should you put something on it? Like, it's all seeing it in person. So I think it's cool, but you're getting ahead, and you already have some stuff that you're working with from last year, so you're in a good spot.
Yeah. Oh, here's a low light. You want to hear that? Now I'm just like, let's just get up.
Okay, just keep going.
Well, this is something I was going to tell you before we start recording, but now everyone will have to know. So I have to go back up to Athens again before
no.
I move. Yeah.
Why? Yeah.
My luck. Basically, since I'm like
transferring apartments. My apartment building's letting me get my new apartment. Basically, I'm going to be able to have both my apartments for 24 hours to transfer everything. But I am coming a little bit later this year than I did last year. So it's, and I just thought it would be fine, but they just sent out the move-in dates for transfers. And it's like the week before. I'm like supposed to drive up August 2nd. And I just like, I don't know, my family thought it'd be good. But I need to be out of my old apartment by August 3rd. And I just wouldn't be able to do that in a day because we are going to get there at night. Anyways, so I won't even know when my new apartment's ready. They're going to like call me when it's clean. And then I just have to fly up and move everything.
No. I'm so sorry. That's such a disappointment.
It's all good. I mean, it'll kind of make moving in easier. So I don't really know how I'm going to vlog this. So I'm going to fly after I get back from Mexico. It'll be that week. So I'll have to just go up for a day. And Delaney's so nice, though. And she said she'd, like, pick me up from the airport. And then we'll drive to Athens and, like, move all the stuff out. Just, like, basically clean up my old apartment, throw everything in my new one, and then just go home. So
holy crap. Holy crap.
Yeah, she's a really good friend for doing that. But then also she gets to move in stuff into our apartment early, too. So she can, like, bring whatever. So, yeah, that'll be...
I feel like college apartments, like, the move-in schedules and stuff, even when we... The similar thing happened to my roommates when we moved to my college house. It's, like, the dates don't line up perfectly.
No.
Just because the leases are on, like, a school year and not a regular year. So, it's, like...
Well, mine's on a regular year, but it's, like... It is on a regular year, but it's still just... For out-of-state students, it's just not ideal. So, love that.
Well, hopefully you'll make the most of it. And, obviously, you have friends in Athens for the summer and your boyfriend's there and stuff. So I'm
sure I told him, I was like, he joked to me and now it's just funny. We always say goodbye and like, we're like, oh, it's going to be forever. And he's like, I just feel like I'm going to see you sooner than that. Cause it always ends up happening where something happens or we get to see each other. And then we say goodbye last time. I was like, he was like, don't worry. I'll like probably see you in a week. And I was like, no, really? Like, I'm not going to see you till August. And then I texted him yesterday. I was like, yeah, you actually might be seeing me soon.
Oh my God.
So it's just funny. So funny how that works. I just can't stay away from Georgia.
Well, that's like not terrible, but I mean, it's definitely an inconvenience, but you'll make do with it and you'll vlog it'll be fine. And it'll be awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when I move in with my parents, they won't have to like, it'll be a lot less to do and it'll be more fun. And I'll have an idea of my apartment before we go, if I want to buy anything last minute at home.
Yeah. Take a lot of pictures and stuff of the actual space.
Yeah. I figure out how to vlog. So it's like move in kind of part one. I don't know. Cross that when we get there, like I said.
Do a bunch of parts. The move-in vlogs really pop off.
Dude, yours are doing so well.
Thank you.
I was catching up on your videos today, and I was like, oh, my girl.
I know. They really – I think it just drives a lot of new traffic because, you know, people type into the search bar. Like, I always think about myself because I watch a lot of YouTube, so I think of myself as, like, a consumer in a way of YouTube. Like, like move-in vlogs are exciting, and they're a really good way to find new people because it's like, oh, like, this girl just moved to Boston, like – oh, Boston's a cool city. I'll check it out. Like, let's see what it's like. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like...
Oh, Brooke, I miss you. I just got a tingle.
I miss you too.
Stop. Like, I'm just thinking about when we were... Like, guys, like, we literally have a group snap with, like, Gabrielle and Ariana, our friends we made in Greece. Yeah. It's called Greece Gals. Like, we all keep up. Like, that was just such a good trip.
Such a great trip. I miss it so much. That was my... I said it in the podcast last week. That was my fun fact when we went around the room. I was like, my fun fact was I just came back from Greece.
Really?
And everyone in the room was like, I hate this girl.
Oh my God. I just got back from Greece. I went to Santorini.
Literally. Because that was before everyone knew about my YouTube. So they were like, And people were so confused. I made a comment before that about how I went to Coachella and like how I did all this other stuff. And people were like, trying to like add it up in their brain. They were like, what the heck?
Like, that happened to me the other day. Like, you can't just casually say Coachella ever. Like, I'll be talking about an artist with someone and they're like, oh yeah, like I saw him there. And I'm like, yeah, I saw him at... And then I like stop and they're like, where? And I'm like, and then my friend will be like, Coachella, like finish my sentence for me. And I'm like,
That's a very like, not casual thing to say.
Unless you live on the West Coast, I feel like a lot of people just go. But for like, if you're on the East Coast, it's like, you went to Coachella.
Exactly. It's like, okay, it's so funny. You did the trip. Yeah. No, it's like a social event and stuff now too. So people are like, whoa, you went to Coachella. Crazy. So yeah, I'm the cool coworker. I went to Coachella one time.
No, you literally are the cool coworker. I mean, you have had so many pre-games at your apartment already. Thank you're always posting Thank with you. New people. Like, I can't wait to come visit and meet all these
I know
people.
You have to meet all my coworkers.
Wow, I need to come visit when I'm 21, I think, after September 20th.
Actually, also because the weeks are flying by, so you probably won't even be able to visit before then realistically anyways, because it's like
that's true.
My weekends, I know yours are planned like through beginning of August, but so are mine, just because like things are coming up in my coworkers coworkers are like, let's plan a trip to like local places. Nothing yeah. crazy, but like they're like, let's go to like Nantucket this weekend or whatever.
Stop like, by. I'm wearing a Nantucket shirt. Oh my god. Right oh now. My god.
I've never been or
me neither. My dad got this for me.
Really? Oh my
yeah.
god. People want to do like Cape Cod. I mean, it's all aww. Like just in mention, but it's like I want to leave my weekends open just in case something comes up because I would hate. I have really
weekends
bad FOMO.
Weekends at the Cape or on the Cape.
Oh, the Cape.
You're so yeah, cool, dude.
I know. I do get a lot of FOMO. And my grandma lives in Maine, so I might want to like pop up there, yeah. visit her.
It probably won't be till end of September, early October, it's seeming like anyways. Mm-hmm. So
there's a lot of options, I mean, but there's just so much to do here itself. And like people are always in and out. I've gotten so many messages in the past 2 weeks like, hey, I'm coming to Boston like XYZ day. Like I would love to like grab coffee, lunch, like from random people. But I feel like people are always in and out of Boston because it's like a big
yeah,
city.
Yeah, a you city. Know? Yeah, no, that's so perfect. Aw.
And I'm like, yeah, I'll meet you for lunch, girly, as long as it's a Saturday or Sunday because I have work.
You are a working gal. Oh, my gosh.
I am. But it's not too bad. Like I really like it. So that can't be a low light for me. My low light, what was I gonna say for my low light? Just that my skin is trash. I'm tired because I'm sleeping like, you know, 6 hours of sleep a night, which isn't enough for me, but then I'll catch up on the weekends and stuff. So it's just like yeah. getting used to the grind. But honestly, it's all good. It's just I think anyone starting this lifestyle is gonna be like, wow. And I like to yeah. you know me, like obviously Danielle and I like do social media and stuff, so it's like you come home, it's the same way with you for school, but it's the same way for me for work. It's like I come home from work and I do more work, you know what I mean? But yeah. I love it honestly makes YouTube doing YouTube so much more fun because
it's
like
wow, I get to do this.
Yes, yeah, you get it. And it's more of like a passion project and less of like a gotta post a video today. And like it's kind of easy yeah. to start feeling that way just because you're like, I don't know. You put that pressure on yourself. And now I'm like, wait, I put pressure on myself every day from – not actually because my work isn't that like grueling. But it's like yeah. you put a certain level of pressure on yourself from 8 to 5. And then you come home and you're like, I can do whatever the heck I want. Like what should yeah. I post today? You know? It's kind of fun.
Yeah. Aw. No, that's really good. I think you're getting a really good routine now. I feel bad. Like you texted me at like 6:30 this morning. I didn't see it till like 9:30. I was like,
no. Okay. I'm not going to lie. The mornings are where it's at though. Like I really – I'm becoming a morning person.
You get a lot done. I mean, if you just go to bed at a reasonable time, getting up isn't the hardest thing in the world. And it's awesome. Like, in your vlog today, you were like, it's 12 o'clock and I've literally gotten so much done. That's the uh-huh. best feeling.
It's the best feeling, especially on weekends. Because once you start, you know, it's literally just that beginning few weeks of getting your body used to it. And now I'm so used to it that, like, even on weekends when I try to sleep and I can't sleep past 8, which it's kind of sad, but it's kind of nice too, yeah. And
like,
I'm not,
whatever.
Yeah, and I think I'm trying to like wean myself off of caffeine too. Like I'll have a cup in the morning and then like a cup halfway through the day, which I don't think that's bad at all compared to like what some of my other coworkers drink and stuff.
Really?
So,
wow.
Yeah, people are always like making coffee and stuff because it's like readily available. We have like little kitchenettes, you know what I mean? So people can like just go and like make coffee and it's like there, or tea or whatever the heck they want. A lot of people drink soda, surprisingly.
Yeah, that's like a thing. It's not
we
my
have,
thing.
We have unlimited soft drinks, which is pretty dope.
Wow. Like, yeah. What's the food like there?
The cafes are really good, like salad bars and stuff like that. But we're in Burlington and it's like a lit business center. Like there's so many offices. So literally around the corner is Chipotle. There's this really cute place you would love it called Press Cafe, like super healthy, like good.
I saw you went there the other day, the yeah. green juice or something.
Uh-huh. And wow.
So have you been like – sorry, what?
No, I was going to say, my friend Jordan, who listens to the podcast, hi, Jordan, she drank, this is funny, so she's drinking a peanut butter smoothie from Press Cafe,
yeah.
and then I have my green juice, and she's like, hey, can I, like, try a sip of that, and I was like, yes, and then as she's sipping it, I was like, oh my god, now
peanut.
I was like, I can't drink it now, and I, like, said something, and it was, like, this whole big joke, and, like, yeah, the green juice.
Oh my gosh, the green juice scandal. Oh my gosh, that's so funny. So have you been like budgeting to like eat out every day basically for lunch, like buy lunch?
No, honestly, I bring most days. I would say like, so those were the two exceptions this week. I got Chipotle today and then I got Pressed. A lot of my friends bring lunch, so I'm like, I'm not going to be the one to go buy.
Do you pack the night before?
Mm-hmm. So I honestly, I've been loving doing HelloFresh and making 2 servings and doing that.
Yeah, I made a HelloFresh today. It's honestly the best.
Or honestly, like, I'm a big fan of just doing, like, random, like, whatever I have in the fridge. So, like, I always have some kind of, like, greens, like, salad greens. And then if I have, like, I try to do, like, beans for protein. So I'll do, like, chickpeas or, like, black beans and just dump some of those in there and, like, chop up some vegetables. Like, I do, like, a random mix. You know what I mean? If I have some rice, I'll throw some rice in there, like, whatever.
Yeah. Wow. It sounds like you're, like, gonna, like, be even healthier because you're, like, making it before and you can only eat what you packed. And
yeah, I guess so. But then I would say that I'm drinking more than I have been in a while. So well, in that
case. It's like syllabus week, but.
It is. Edition. It's like it's syllabus week, but real life. So, yeah,
it's so crazy. Though. Like it's literally college 2.0 for you. I was like, you guys are taking like pregame photos. Like, what? This is so funny to me.
It is. I busted out the ring light. Everyone freaked out. I have to show you the videos. Everyone was like, "This is the most insane thing I've ever seen." I was like, "You guys, like, I do YouTube. Like, I need it. Like,
I need it." Did you ever end up filming a work week in my life?
Yes, it's going up today. Ha.
Ah! Oh my god, am I excited to watch that while I pack.
Oh my god, stop, I love the support.
No, I'm finally getting back on my YouTube watch grind. I decided what I need to do, I think we were talking about this, I need to unsubscribe to like a crap ton of people because I've had my YouTube for 10 years, so there's people that I just like, I don't even want to look at my feed anymore because it's I don't like know gross. How these people yeah. are. So I need to do that so I actually watch the videos because I told you I've got a TV for my bedroom, right? Or did I?
No, or that I was going to.
Yeah, I got an Amazon Fire TV with Alexa. I'm really excited about it. So, just heard that. Shh. But, no, I'm really excited. So I can, like, watch YouTube in my room.
You're going to be shook. I'm getting another TV for my bedroom, too. Like, I have one.
You are.
And I'm getting one for the bedroom. This is wild. I'm not a TV person, but, like, I
sometimes
I don't know.
It's just bigger screen and, like, I support it. This is my first time ever having a TV in my room, so I'm pretty nervous. Why am I nervous? I'm not nervous. I'm just like,
I feel like you don't have like, you don't have the time to like sit around and watch YouTube or Netflix. Like, I feel like you really rarely do that. Or if you do, you're doing it passively while you do something else.
Yeah, you know? Well, exactly. And I just know there's going to be times like Delaney's not going to want to watch all the YouTube that I'm watching.
Yes.
Or whatever it may be. And sometimes you just want, like, I hate like when I have my TV on my like lap or my computer. I don't know.
No, I get it. So. I get it. Hey, yeah. But before we go any further, and since we're talking about apartments and all of that stuff, I want to talk to you guys about apartments.com, okay? you guys know Danielle and I are obsessed with apartments.com. Finding your space could be kind of difficult, and this is going to make it 10 times easier. So apartments.com is the number one rental search site with the most listings of apartments, condos, townhomes, and houses, and apartments.com has the cutting-edge search tools to help you find your perfect place with ease. Apartments.com verifies all of their listings, which means they work to keep all information and pricing up to date so you're not wasting your time. So I just moved to a new apartment. I know Danielle's in the middle of a little move too, even though it's the same building. So I guess it's a little bit different, but you know how it goes. And finding your perfect spot is hard. Everyone that I talked to at work really struggled and they kind of didn't know what to use as a tool. And a lot of people are new to the area. So if you are moving somewhere completely new or you want to make sure that it hits all of the points on your checklist, I definitely recommend checking out apartments.com. It's a free resource, and it's just the best. So it has the simple, seamless, on-your-terms, cutting-edge search tools. You guys are going to love it. So you visit apartments.com to find your next place to rent. Change your apartment. Change the world.
Oh, yeah, baby. I'm big fan. As I've said before, I'll go on there, and I'll just, like, look at apartments. So it's fun if you just want to do that and you're not.
Remember Ariana told us that she like needs that Excel sheet of all the apartments. It's so funny. I a lot of people like to just like look at apartments. It's so cute.
Oh, 100%. I just realized we've been just chatting. We haven't even done our highlights.
I know.
Wow. So you and that's okay. We love a good ramble.
Oh, we love a ramble.
my highlight is that. Well, just kind of what I've been up to. So I just got back from a family reunion. It was just like really good to just be by the lake in the middle of nowhere.
It seemed it. It was so summer vibes.
It was summer vibes. I did a lot of like water skiing, wakeboarding, like tubing. Just like I just like was a kid. And we have like a new generation of kids in our family now. So like we have like little cousins. One was 3. One was 15 months.
Oh my gosh.
And then when I was 7, there was, like, another little baby. And it was just so much fun to, like, be around little kids because I never am. And it's just, like, good for the soul, you know?
Oh, yeah. But I feel like you're really, like, you look forward to that every year, I know you said. So, like, it's almost like a detox for you. I feel like you need it.
It is. It's just like, I don't even know how to explain this place. It's just like so magical and like sacred to my family. And mm-hmm. there's like 20 of us and we like wear matching t-shirts like the whole nine yards. This year we didn't make them, but.
No.
I know. But it was really, really fun. And now, like I said, I'm headed to New York tomorrow for 10 days. Or I don't even know if I said that, but tomorrow I head to New York for 10 days.
It's only 10 days?
Yeah, it was supposed to be 2 weeks, but Margo and I both had business trips that we got invited on, or like, you know, influencer trips that we got invited on at the same time. She's doing a Sephora one and I'm doing a Revolve one. So we both got to cut it short.
Casual. Me too, you guys. I'm also going to Mexico. Yes.
I would have brought you to Mexico.
I'm here for it.
but yeah, so I'm really excited. So today's like a transition day, record day, all that fun stuff. So when you guys are listening to this, I'll be in New York City.
And we have a good episode coming next week with a special guest, so.
Yes, I'll be recording with Margo Lee next week because we're going to be living together while we're in New York, so.
So many people I work with have said to me, I'm not kidding, whenever I say I do YouTube, several girls have said to me, like, I follow Margo Lee. She's so cool. I'm like,
really? She is so cool. That makes me so happy. Her videos are so cool lately, too. Like, she's really, like, serious about her craft, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually, because someone asked me, they were like, who are you, like, friends with? I was like, well, my best friend's Danielle. And they were like, I was like, honestly, if you know her, you'd probably know me, though. And they were like, no.
Yeah, like, that's true. That's so true. If they watch my videos, then they would 100% know who you are.
At least, like, know of me. You know what I mean? So I was like, maybe you don't.
I know they know you. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, also, these people are, like, northern girls, too. So I feel like Margo is very, like, northern girl vibe.
Oh, for sure. Like, Syracuse all the way, like, business. Yeah. That would make sense, you know, that demographic. Yeah.
And then who else do people watch? That's really it. A lot of people aren't, like, David crazy Dobrik. YouTube. Like, all the boys watch David Dobrik. When I say I do YouTube, the boys are like, oh, Dobrik. I'm like, yeah.
That's so
like,
funny.
It's so funny. I wish I knew him. I need to show them the picture of you with him and be like,
yeah, be like my friend. Yeah. That'll work.
That will work. It will be a good reference point. And everyone's like, I said it to Danielle, everyone's so cool. So I guess my highlight is just that work is awesome. I'm still in training. So obviously I'm not, well, actually we've been doing a lot of practice of what we're doing and stuff. And I don't want to get too into detail of what I do on a day-to-day basis just because I don't want to get myself into any trouble or anything wild. Yeah. And I want to separate like work and like other stuff too. So I'm sure that that's reasonable and everyone understands.
Yeah, it's just a big girl job. Nothing people need to know. I mean, it's nothing people would probably really care to hear. Like, it's not a big deal.
Exactly. All I could say is that, like, if you are, like, an outgoing person and you're, like, doing a business degree or comm or anything in those fields and you think that sales is something you'd be interested in, I would say, like, go for it because it seems to me like this is, like, a really great career path and, like, a great way to start. So that's what's exciting to me. Honestly, like, as weird as it sounds, like, my first 2 weeks at my internship, I already hated it. Like, hate's a strong word.
No, but you weren't into it as much.
Yeah, I wasn't passionate. Like, I really disliked going to work because all I would do, it like, all day was sit at my desk and, you know, do Excel stuff and pull numbers. And, like, I didn't even enjoy writing, like, the copy for the Facebook post and stuff. Like, I was like, this is it. Like, this is, like, as exciting as it gets. And then just my job now, it just seems like it's just so wildly different already. Yeah.
I'm so happy for you then. That's freaking awesome. Wait, so what's your highlight?
That is my highlight, just like work. Oh, a new friend. So many new friends. Yeah, everyone's responding to my Instagram stories too, being like, wait, you made friends. It's so awesome. I'm like, thank you guys.
So many new friends.
For believing, like, in me.
Like, this is, like, Brooke, like, I literally have responded to, like, every single one of your stories, I know, but I literally was like, there are, like, 20 people in your apartment. I am so impressed, Brooke. Like, you get it, girl.
No, I made guy friends, too. It's really impressive.
No, that's hype. There is hope in this world.
There is hope in this world, everybody. Life after that's college, awesome. Man. Yeah, it's just really, I'm in a really great program, though, because everyone's looking for friends, which is what I really wanted with a post-grad job. Like, I didn't want to be the type of thing where it's, like, I work just and I go home and then, like, I have no life. Like, I wanted it to be a mix of, like, a social situation.
Well, and it's not, like, one person joining, like, a group of people that are
exactly
working together. Like, it's, like, freshman year. Like, literally, you're
that's
so
why
lucky.
I like it. I love how we're all starting at the same level. Like, there's
it's perfect.
No. And that's, like, I think that's all in everyone's heads, too, is, like, I'm no better than you. You're no better than me. We're getting paid the same amount. We love. Really got the job the same exact way. We had the same interview. Like, it's, we're all equal. So
yeah, Wow, I have like the chills just talking about this. I'm just like, oh, you're God. Just, it's a real, I'm just so happy for you because you never know how something, I mean, I knew you were going to do great, but like, it's so nice to hear that everything, it inspires me too, because we're in kind of similar situations. So I'm like, oh, if I get a big girl job, everything will be okay.
No, you know? Whatever like, you just end up doing post-grad, you'll love it. It doesn't, I mean, it's not, for, obviously this path isn't for everyone, like what I'm specifically doing, but I feel like if you're in any environment where, you just have to know yourself though. That's the thing. Yeah. Like I've really learned through this. I'm like, clearly I had no idea what I wanted to do with myself last summer, which I'm so glad I got that out of the way then, because I feel like over the year, I've really found myself and been like, these are my strengths. These are my weaknesses. Yeah. I know myself as a person well enough to be able to admit that now. And I think that's like the most important part. So.
Oh, for sure. No. Yeah. Wow. Good stuff.
Deep stuff, but getting in perspective.
Oh, 100%. Let's get into our current favorites.
These are a few of my favorites. Ding, ding, ding.
Mine has got to be my Fenty Beauty lip gloss. I feel like I've talked about that before on the show.
Yes.
I just love it. I keep it in my work bag. I'm constantly reapplying it, and I just feel so like good about myself whenever I have it on. I feel like it really like elevates my look. People always ask me in my real life and in pictures and stuff like what I have on, and it's always that. And it's not super sticky, which I like. It's definitely still like a lip gloss, but it's not like that like weird feeling you get. I don't know. Like I really just like it, and I think it makes my lips look like good.
I love it.
And
it's like a big wand too, like the dope, yes, the super applicator. Thick. We love it.
Super yeah, thick.
No, I have it too.
It's just like a pretty color too. I have it in the color Fenty Glow, and it's like a nice, like warm, tony. I don't know. I always get compliments on it. I feel like when you start getting compliments on your makeup or like clothes you wear and stuff, you're like, okay, I gotta keep up with this because obviously, like people notice, you know.
Yeah.
You feel me? All right. How about
you? I feel you. I have the same. I'll show you. Since Brooke and I are FaceTiming right now, I will show her.
It is gosh. Ooh.
It's the Nest Fragrance Diffuser. I got it on Amazon. I'm obsessed with it. I'm going to buy so many of these for my apartment, for my bathroom. They seriously do work. I've never owned these before. It's basically those things that look like a little perfume thing with a ton of oil in it or the fragrance. And then you just put these sticks in and the sticks literally diffuse the scent.
It's so pretty.
I know. And it's really pretty on my desk. I just love them because you don't have to worry about like turning them on or off when you leave, which is nice. Like fire safety. And I don't know, it's just my room smells so good. I got it in the grapefruit scent. I don't know, I just like never used these before, and I just, it's a changed world. So that's the tea.
That's pretty cool. It's actually really cute. I really like that. That's like very like aesthetic for the apartment.
Yeah, I thought it was perfect. I got it from my apartment, and then I opened it up already because I just had to. So we'll just buy another one. But that's okay. Another one of my current favorites that I want to talk to you guys about is Haagen-Dazs. I have been watching a little bit more TV and movies lately. I don't know what's gotten into me. It's just when I have lazy time, I like to do it. Yeah, it's summer. It's summer. Brooke has to remind me sometimes. But Haagen-Dazs is ice cream, if you guys didn't know, but I'm sure you did. Haagen-Dazs knows your best moments are made even better with a side of their most extraordinary ice cream. That's why this summer you can treat yourself to any one of the 9 flavors of their Trio Crispy Layers collection. With 15 layers of decadence, you can indulge like never before, aka what I've been doing. So inside every Trio Crispy Layers ice cream carton, there's a harmonious blend of texture, so crisp layers, finest ice cream. And you know it's made with the utmost care and finest ingredients because it's coming from Haagen-Dazs. 50 years of experience. I mean, come on. So you can choose from all different kinds of chocolate flavors. There's salted caramel chocolate and triple chocolate, so many others. They also have non-dairy flavors like the non-dairy dark chocolate crunchy peanut butter. So yeah, I think your taste buds will definitely thank you, and you deserve the best. Like, some of the best moments, I swear, are just when I'm hanging out with myself or with friends, you know, watching a movie, eating ice cream, just kind of treating yourself, especially when it has to do with the Trio Crispy Layers from Haagen-Dazs. So head to Haagen-Dazs.com to discover more and pick up Haagen-Dazs Trio Crispy Layers at various stores near you.
Woo! We love that.
No, seriously, Haagen-Dazs has been around for a while, so you know it's good.
That's like what I like grew up eating. That was like my childhood ice cream of choice when my mom would like bust out stuff in the freezer and be like, oh, it's Haagen-Dazs.
And now that they have non-dairy flavors too, I mean, no one can say no. So
exactly.
I don't even Sorry.
And I was going to say, I know a lot of people these days, like a lot of people at work and stuff are dairy-free. So that's so accommodating.
Many of my friends have turned dairy-free not to like be healthy because all of a sudden their stomachs can't tolerate it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, like, I hope that doesn't happen to me.
Yeah, I think it's just everybody's bodies are different and stuff. Because some people's bodies just simply don't process it right. But I guess that's like why people have allergies and some people don't. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, no, this is true.
That's true.
Well, obviously by the title people can tell, but I don't think we necessarily say what this week's episode's about. Brooke and I were brainstorming and we thought it'd be a really good time to talk about living alone, being independent, and kind of, I know a lot of you guys are maybe about to be a freshman in college or maybe you're about to start a new job like Brooke, and moving away from your family can be tough, moving away from home can be tough, even if you're going to have a roommate. So, I mean, I lived alone last year, Brooke's been living alone for, what is it, a week now? 2 weeks?
2 weeks. Two weeks, baby. Yeah, we're on the 2 week
mark. Wow.
Wait, maybe more than that, honestly. Wait, because I've been working for, this is the 2 week mark of me working. So I think it's honestly two and a half weeks.
So just about two and a half because the weekend before.
Yeah. Wow. Oh my gosh. It doesn't feel like it, but it has been.
Oh my gosh. Well, we just thought, we didn't like want to do like a whole like tips thing, but we wanted to make it conversational. Like, honestly, Brooke, I have questions for you because I know right before you moved in, you were like, you asked me like, Danielle, were you scared at night? Like how has that been like going to bed at night?
It's been fine. The first few nights were definitely difficult and I would like get freaked out, but I learned that, I personally like to keep a light on in the main room of my house. So I have like the little salt rock.
Oh, that's perfect. I got in your living room?
I have one in my living room, one in my bathroom. I try to only do one, but, the way that my room's positioned, I can kind of see out into the living room. But
okay,
I can't see my door. So I would just rather have like the light on just to remind me that like there's stuff out here. Or sometimes I'll sleep with the windows open in the living room because there is like city lights to an extent.
Oh, okay.
So like it's not directly going into my room. I find that like I love to sleep in
like
darkness.
Like bulldozers. Sometimes
the bulldozers. Yeah, the construction view. No, you had to say it. Yeah,
I had to.
But actually, though, there is some sort of comfort with light. And I also just remind myself, I'm like, I'm in such a safe building. I literally have 24/7 like concierge security downstairs. Like,
oh,
you know
great.
What I mean? You just have to remind yourself that like it's going to be okay. And I actually had Tori Sterling text me.
Yeah.
And she told me to get, I don't know if it's called a ring or a Nest, because she told me to get a Nest, but I didn't realize that a Nest was security. I thought that it was just the temperature.
Is that the camera thing?
The ring is like a camera outside your door.
Oh, nice.
And she told me that she has one of those and she like doesn't need it because she's in a super safe area too, but it's the comfort of having it that makes her feel safer. So I'm definitely going to look into that.
Yeah. That's so nice. Because, and there's probably an app that connects to it.
Yeah. Sometimes I think it's just the concept of like, I don't know, safety is like such a basic need of life. So I think that really like, that's what freaks me out probably the most about living alone. But honestly, it's been 2 weeks and it improves every night. Like I'm starting to get like, it doesn't even bother me. How are you?
So you don't see like you don't see a man in the corner with a white shirt.
With a hat on? No, I don't see a man in the corner with the hat on. No, I don't.
That was my biggest concern. No, I actually, so do you sleep with your door open, your bedroom door open?
Cracked open, yeah. I know you didn't do that.
I always shut it. I don't know why. I think, I know why. Because I had some windows in my living room that I couldn't shut. Mm. So I just didn't want the light shining in on me.
Gotcha.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know. I probably always leave it shut just because, like, having a, I don't know.
In my house, when I had roommates, I always would lock my door too, just because they had people in and out all night, and like sometimes, like I don't know if they were
something.
I was like, I'm gonna lock my door. So I think it just depends. But I don't want to lock my bedroom door because God forbid, like I want.
No.
I don't know. I just, especially like with just my setup and stuff, I don't want to lock my bedroom door. I would rather be open.
Does your front door lock when you close it, or do you have to lock it?
No, I have to lock it.
You do. Mm-hmm. Is it a key?
Yeah, it's like one of those key fobs that like I have.
Oh, yeah. Like,
yeah.
We already talked about that. Sorry,
I love it. It's like not wireless, but this building's pretty new. It's like 2014. It's not like state of the art brand new or anything crazy.
It looks
but like
so
it's
nice.
Definitely a very new building. I know people keep asking if me, Maggie, and Gretchen are living in the same building, and we are all three in different buildings. But
they all look so similar and like trendy
and modern.
They do
because they're all that like new aesthetic. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, for sure. What was I going to say about all that? Oh, Yeah, and I feel like with so many apartment buildings now, they make it so safe. And honestly, my friends always say it takes an arm and a leg to get into your apartment, Danielle, because mm-hmm. you have to, like, let people in, and then they have to have a thing to get up in the elevator. I mean, not all apartments are like that, but mine is, like, literally every darn step. So I never really was scared. And my door does shut when – or does lock when I shut it.
That's so nice. I wish I had that.
It's like a hotel room door where you can, like, also do an extra one so, like, no staff can come in, because I've had times where staff comes in to – do maintenance or whatever without me knowing, and I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna do the little deadbolt guy.
I wish I had my door, like, does deadbolt, but I wish I had that extra lock. I actually asked my parents, I was like, can we put it on? They're like, we can, but you kind of have to, like, start nailing stuff into the wall. Like, do you really want that? Like, no one's coming in. And I was like,
well, how long's your lease for?
12 months, so a year. Yeah, only a year.
Yeah, so I guess I'll just decide if you're gonna stay when in, like,
yeah I think that will be a later decision, and, like, what's going on with work and stuff, because who knows where I'll be at in terms of, like, you know, a lot of people start to get promotions at my job in between 9 to 12 months. It depends, like, how you perform and stuff. So I think in, like, at the 9 month period, I'll start, like, thinking about it, like, what's the next step and stuff.
Yeah,
and sense. Honestly, I do love Boston. Like, I'm definitely, I mean, at this point, like, I would never consider, like, going back to New York. Like, I'm definitely gonna be here for, like, a while, like, for the foreseeable future. I just don't know if it's gonna be this building, you know what I mean?
Oh, I see what you're saying, and it's fun to move.
So it is fun to move. My parents might kill me though, because, oh my gosh, it's a lot of work.
Oh I know my parents are like, Danielle, please stay in this apartment for 2 years. Yeah, so hopefully it'll work out where I stay in there. For she
moving is
too.
Very much so, like, oh my gosh, especially with the furniture and stuff. Like, it's just a lot.
Ugh. And you think, like, oh, I just, you know, it'll be easy, I don't have that much stuff. But, like, you definitely do.
Oh yeah, everyone does.
It's so funny. It ends up being a lot more than you think. So, but oh well, with that.
For living alone. Now, what are the tips and stuff if someone hypothetically is moving into their own place after you've done it for so long? Like, what would you say are the things that you do to, like, make yourself feel better about living alone? Or maybe, like, little, like, I hate using the word hacks, but, you know, like, things
no,
like that.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many different routes I could go with this. I mean, emotionally, like, I know you're saying in something recently, like, you know, you're going to have to push yourself to go out more, because it's going to be very easy. No one's living with you to be like, come on, let's go do this. Or one thing that definitely was tough for me, whenever you get sick, it is hard because, you know, you're alone. Not like it's, I mean, it's very easy to, like, I don't know. One thing I wish I did that I'm going to try and do this year, since I'll have a roommate, I'll have more confidence, is make friends with, like, a couple people in my hall. And, like, honestly, like, because I know other apartment buildings in Athens do this, but mine doesn't. They have, like, a group me where you can, like, be like, did anyone else just hear that? Or, like, is anyone else's fire alarm going? You know, just, like, little things that would just be nice to communicate. So I might literally be that person that knock, knock, hey, neighbor, like, it's nice to meet you. Like, I don't know. I'm just going to try and make a point, because knowing the people around you is really, really helpful. And it, like, makes you feel a little bit less alone.
I don't know any of my neighbors, and I feel like I probably should have gone and knocked on their door, like, day one, but it was so overwhelming with moving in and stuff. And then I kind of have seen some of them in the hallway, but now I feel like it's too late. And I'm like, I'm always nice. Like, whenever I see people in the elevator, I'm like, hi, like, how are you? But I'm not like,
no, yeah.
Oh, I think you live next to me. Like, I don't know. I'm just not like that.
No, it's so hard. I mean, it's not like a requirement. I didn't do it at all, but it's just something I wish I did. Or even if it's like you see the person next to you, like, going into the door, be like, oh, hey, like, it's nice to meet you. Like, you know, or can I help you with that? I don't know. Just like any little thing.
No, I know. That's very friendly of you.
I mean, I haven't done it yet, though, but that's something I definitely do suggest. Also, I mean, back to, like, pushing yourself. I mean, one good thing about if you're moving to an apartment on your own in a college town, it's nice because there's just so much going on outside that once you get home, you kind of just want to be alone. And same for Brooklyn.
That's how I feel. That's how I feel. Oh my gosh. I love it. Like, people are like, don't you get, like, lonely? Because they also know me and they're like, you're a very social person. Like, that's kind of shocking that you, like, live alone. I'm like, no, like, I love it. I have my busy days, and you too. Like, I have my busy days at work, or I have my busy days, you know, going out at night. And then I come back and I'm like, this is it. Like, I could do whatever the heck I want. If I want to, like, listen to music or watch a YouTube video, like, I love that independence of it. So I think just, like, looking at it as like a privilege thing and being like, wow, I have the privilege to do whatever the heck I want right now, instead of being like, oh, I'm so lonely and sad. Like, it's literally just a mentality shift at that point, being like, I'm so lucky to do this. And I know not everybody has that ability. Like, people come in here, my friends from work, and they're like, wow, this is so nice. I wish my place looked like this, or I wish that I had the financial capability to live alone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I see it more like I'm so fortunate and blessed to, like, live this lifestyle at this
point. That's also true. Definitely remind yourself that you should be really, really thankful for that. And I mean, like, so many people that are so social live alone, and that's because they are so social, so that when they get home, like, for me, I always say, it's like, I need to charge up. Like, I can't really 24/7.
Charge the batteries, yep.
Charge those batteries. Plug in. Broke nose after grease. I would just need some time where I just, like, sit there and, like, don't talk. Like, sometimes you just, you lose your juice. So I think living alone is great in that aspect. And you can walk around, like, naked. I would, like, shower with my bathroom door open. It was
same.
Great.
Same. I said it's that so to someone cool. the other day because I was, I, like, shut my bathroom door for a second. I was like, wait, I haven't seen the bathroom door shut yet because I
Yeah, like, when people are over, you, like, go in your bathroom, you're like, whoa, I've never shut the door before.
I know. It was, like, a totally different look. I was like, oh, my God, what's happening? Yeah.
No, I know, right? It's definitely a really cool thing to be able to do, and just like music, if you want to blast it, you can. You have
that's
the whole bridge
saying,
to yourself.
Yeah. I think it's like about doing those little things to make yourself feel more comfortable too. Like, if it, you know what I mean, if it's gonna be, and some people that do have roommates and stuff, like, it's just like the whole, like, sleeping with the TV on thing. Like, if it makes you feel more comfortable and you feel more safe, I know people like that. Like, they're like, I have to fall asleep with the TV on just because I feel like someone's talking to me. Like, I feel Maddie's like that. I know
Delaney does that, so she's gonna do that this year. She's getting a TV for her room.
Yeah. So some people, I mean, if it makes you feel more comfortable, then freaking do it. Especially if it's that small of a thing. But yeah, I think living alone is, I personally love it. I would recommend it if you're considering it. What would you say, Danielle? Like, if you're considering living alone, words to those guys and gals.
I would seriously recommend it. I mean, yeah, it takes, if you're even having the idea that you'd want to, I say go for it. I mean, if you're like going to a brand new place and you're maybe not starting a job or starting classes yet, then take a step back and be like, okay, like, I'm really isolated. But if you have something that you're going to be with people all day, that is the best thing you could ever do, is live alone, because then you go home and you're just, you know. I really suggest, if you're even thinking about it, definitely do it. And if you, like Brooke said, like, you should be very thankful that you even have the means to be able to live alone, because a lot of times it's more expensive because you don't have a roommate to help.
Literally. I've also been getting so many messages lately of people that are like, wow, this is incredible that you are living alone. So I think it's really just made me, like, be more humble about it too. Like, I'm in this really big city and, like, I have the ability to live alone. So just,
oh, and yeah, you learn so much about yourself, and you have to do everything. You have to take your child or whatever, so that one day when you do get married, maybe, like, your husband will be very impressed with you, because you have got it all down. You're not relying on anyone else. It is so important. And then it just comes down to the whole part of loving yourself and just being happy with yourself, and living alone allows you to do that. And it
literally,
it's all about independence. And I don't know, I could go on a whole other thing with that, but seriously, I loved it, and I'll do it again in the future for sure.
And speaking of getting comfy and getting cozy in your apartment or your house or whatever, cozy, let's talk about Buffy. We love Buffy. Buffy makes bedding that's earth-friendly and cruelty-free. Danielle and I both are obsessed with our Buffies, because we have the Buffy Breeze, by the way. So this is the latest product. It's made entirely 100% from eucalyptus fiber to regulate temperature and keep you cool and comfortable all night long. So it's like that breathable material, which is so nice, because I always get comforters that are too heavy, and then I wake up, I'm sweating, it's gross. Like, that's not the vibe. So this is actually great. The Breeze is made of eucalyptus fabric inside and out. It's softer than cotton. It's going to soothe your skin, and it's earth-friendly, because eucalyptus uses 10% less water than cotton to grow, hypoallergenic, cruelty-free, 100% plant-based bedding. So it's better for you, better for the earth, better for everything. And the best part is that Buffy offers a free trial. So you can literally try this in your bed, and if you don't like it, you can return it at no cost. I love, like, the free return idea, because, you know, honestly, to me, where I sleep is so important. Like, I spend a lot of – you spend a third of your life in your bed. Invest
it's
in
very
it.
Important.
That's the biggest
thing
for
me. It's where you
recharge. Literally, I'm such a big fan of, like, the nice mattress, the nice comforter. Give yourself the nice bed setup. You're going to thank yourself later. So you guys will definitely have to check it out. I love my Buffy. I had some friends sleep over the other night, and they borrowed the Buffy. Like, they slept on the couch with it, and they were like, wait, this is so soft and comfy. So that's dope.
Aww,
we love that.
That is so nice. Yeah, it's very cooling. That's, like, the biggest thing I can say about it, which is so nice.
We love that. So for $20 off your Buffy comforter, visit buffy.co. That's buffy.co, and enter gals. Once again, for $20 off your Buffy comforter, visit buffy.co and enter gals.
Woo! Love that. Have you gotten your mattress yet?
Yes. I've been sleeping on my wool mattress. Oh my gosh. Can you imagine if I was still on the air mattress? That would not be the vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not
keep watching the vlog. Oh, the vlog is going up today where I get my mattress. So
I'm so excited. What has been the hardest part about living alone so far for you, if there has been anything?
Yeah, I would say keeping up with everything to myself, and especially like working the 8 to 5. Like if I come home and cook dinner, I pretty much have to wash my dishes and like do my laundry and stuff like right away. Otherwise, it rolls over to the next day. Like I'll literally have my laundry basket out here for like a week and be like, oh, I did one load, but now I have to do another. Like it never ends, I feel like, and especially with being out of my house for. I'm out of my house, you know, for 10, 11 hours of the day. So I don't have much time to come back and be like, oh, now I'm going to come home and start my laundry. It's like, if I come home and start my laundry, I can't finish it till the next morning. So like,
yeah, you just kind of, any mess you make, you have to clean up yourself, which sounds crazy, but like, I mean, any dish, like it makes you really respect people who recycle. It makes you want to use very little dishes, like get creative with things.
I definitely I need to try doing those. I just got some aluminum foil. I want to do like the one pan, like where you put all the veggies and like a piece of fish or a piece of chicken all on one pan. And then you clean it up really easy because you just take the aluminum foil off the pan. Isn't that smart?
Oh, don't go telling me that. Yeah,
that's
go
good,
do
though.
That.
That's like healthy. I'm trying to get better about cooking too because last
You've been cooking so much. You freaking made kale chips. I was like, bye. Like how?
Like, who are you? I was really bad about it, and like just at school and stuff, I was so bad with the takeout, and I've been pretty good about it here. I kind of like cooking. I'm like starting to get more like out of my comfort zone with it and stuff. Obviously the HelloFresh, like this isn't sponsored by HelloFresh, but I know Danielle and I are obsessed with it because it literally gives you a recipe, and that's the hardest part for me is thinking of the recipes.
Yeah, it's very hard,
and like the steps and everything, and I'm trying to get better about, honestly, like, it's little things. Like, I'm trying to get better about, like, my chopping skills and stuff like that. Oh, my gosh, Danielle, I have to tell you. Wait, did I tell you that I wanted to start, like, did I wanted to learn how to DJ? Did I tell you?
Yes, you did. You're like, I kind of want to take up DJing.
Okay, there are not one but two of my guy friends that I work with that know how to DJ, and they're going to teach me. I swear.
I saw your Snapchat. I didn't know if that was a joke or not. That's
so
cool.
No, I swear. The one of them, he's he's probably listening to this. Hello, William. He left his freaking table like at school or something. So he's ordering a new one. I was like, we're literally like meeting up and doing this. So
that is so cool. You manifested that one right there.
I know. I'm telling you, manifestation's real. You guys, speak it into existence. Just be like, I would love to, you know. Next, I want to learn tennis, if anybody plays tennis out there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, a lot of the
That's
boys
so Northeastern,
fish.
Yeah, to, like, go play tennis. So actually, that's not – it's just, like, an Eastern thing in general. I feel like East Coast
it
vibes.
Is, it is. I need to start going back to the gym. That's another thing I need to incorporate into my routine. But you've been killing it with the fitness game.
Thank you. I think I already said this, but I'm 2 minutes away from a SoulCycle in New York, so I'm just so excited. I already have my SoulCycle booked for Sunday. No, because I just sweat so much, and I don't know. I have to figure out – just like our routine and schedule. Like, I'm doing different things every day. I've gotten so many calendar invites in the last few days of like things we're going to be doing. So I'm just trying to figure
that's
that
so
one
hype.
Out.
I'm so excited. I feel like you're when you're in New York, you're like truly like thriving.
I'm excited. Yeah. This is going to give me a taste if I really could see
wanna
myself
live there.
Like, yeah. Like
that's
tomorrow
so nice.
I get there. Margo and I are meeting up, checking into our apartment, going grocery shopping.
Ah,
I know who is she, but
that's honestly so nice that you get a trial run. Like that's the one thing, like this is my first time ever living in a city ever, so I wish that I had like a trial run. Like that's so nice that you get that.
I'm jealous. I mean, it's like a 10-day trial run, but we'll take it. It's better than I've only ever been in New York City for a weekend, so this will give me a better taste. I think I'm gonna really enjoy it. I definitely have noticed lately that I do appreciate not suburban vibes, but I think I do like the idea of being near a big city, like kind of even just like you, like being in Cambridge, but like going into Boston or something like that. So it's kind of harder in New York City to do something like that.
I wish, like, if I didn't have my car, I don't know what I would do.
I honestly love having
my car.
Yeah, I love driving. And you said your morning commute, it's like your favorite thing.
Dude, I'm getting better driving. You have to drive with me again. I'm better now. I can merge onto the highways now. I'm good.
Oh, shoot. Look out. I guess because you just have to. So now you're like, okay,
yeah,
let's
I don't
get
mean
it.
To flex, but I merge onto like 3 different highways every day to work. So
not 2 but 3 highlight.
I look forward to it though, because it's like you could listen. I'm not even a podcast gal these days. I'm music, and I just like listen to new music or listen to like a good playlist, and I get like excited to go to work. The drive home from work is amazing because I'm like, I'm free. Like, it's like so awesome.
Yeah, and you don't have like homework to do. Like, when you're done with your job, you're done with your job for the day, which is so nice.
Yeah, that's the ideal lifestyle, especially with what we do. Like, as a side thing, like that's kind of, it never sleeps. So having a 9 to 5 or an 8 to 5 where it's like you could power off and be like, I don't have to touch my stuff until Monday. It's kind of nice.
That's so, so nice. And you've just made so many friends from it. And I'm sure you're going out tonight. Is that the vibe?
Yeah, I'm invited to the Penn State pregame. I don't mean to brag.
Oh, not to flex once again. I could do 3 highways and I'm going to the Penn State pregame.
I know. I feel like all of my friends went to Penn State, so I feel like I went there. They want me to go to a game, so I'm going to go. I'll have to experience Penn State and let you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to let me know. That's so fun. I always love going to other colleges. It's such like a fun experience to like see.
They asked me, they're like, are you going to go back to Georgia? And I was like, honestly, I just don't think I'm going to have time this year, unfortunately, to get back there, but you have to visit me.
Oh, obviously. Don't
Anytime,
you worry.
You're welcome. I know. Thanks. We'll do a big weekend. My space is so big. Like, I really want visitors to come because I have room for, like, many people to come at once, you know, because we could do, like, people sleeping on the couch. We could do, like, an air mattress, like, a whole situation.
The whole 9 yards. Love that for you. Aw, that's so exciting. You're getting me excited to move into my apartment. I'm trying to figure out the vibe of my bedroom. Like, I'm probably going to do white bedding again. I have to get a new one because it gets so dirty each year.
Uh-huh.
I like Overstock. They have such good bedding.
I really like Dormify. I stand.
And Dormify. No, yeah, I know. I have to go on there, too. I have to decide if I want to keep my black headboard or if I want to do you have a headboard?
I do. I just got one, actually, from Overstock.
I just, like, don't want the same one again, but it's not easy to just get rid of. Like, I don't, like, it's not like I can just, like, get a new, it's just, like, mm-hmm. I have to do something with my old one. I just want, I don't know what I, because I want to put something above my bed. I don't know. These are me problems, but I'm really excited. No, honestly, it'll be cool. I get to see my apartment, like, a week and a half before I move in, because then I can shop around a little bit more and have a better idea, I guess, so.
Uh-huh. What's happening with Mexico? Did you get any more details on the trip?
Oh my god, yeah, we got our itinerary. It's, oh my god.
Oh, shoot.
It's not anything like these crazy things we're doing, but it's like a lot of like, there's like a pool party, there's a bonfire, there's a beach party. We're doing like a fitness class with a brand. I'm not going to say because I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
We're doing like really cool stuff, and I got to pick out a ton of clothes and swimsuits to wear. Like,
that's so hype.
I'm really nervous though. I can't even lie. Like, it's going to be a ton of like blogger. I don't know who else is going, and I know I'm going to get a little self-conscious.
Wait,
I think
I saw something that Remy's going. I feel like I saw her post about it, so you should hit her up.
Yeah. I should, because there's 3 different like dates. So I have to text her and ask her. Also, Connor S. from The Bachelor followed her on Instagram.
I did see that.
I was like, dang. I texted her. I was like, oh, my God, he's so cute.
Oh, my God. I hope things work out for her.
Yeah. I know. I have to text her, though. I wonder, did she say Mexico?
Yeah, and she said with Revolve, so I don't know. I always, I'm always looking out for you, buddy. Just want to make sure
you.
That you got the gang going. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Well, thanks for that. Really that would be really right fun. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I might see Taylor King this weekend. Another update. She's in Maine,
what?
And she's in Maine, and she's flying back like through like. She's driving to Boston and then taking the plane from Boston, but she's like, I have the whole afternoon. Like,
you have
lunch.
To hang out
I was
with
like,
her.
Yes,
that never
obviously.
Happens.
I know.
Oh
I was like,
gosh.
Dude, like, come to my apartment. Yeah.
Oh, you have to.
I know. I really hope it all works out that I get to see her. A lot of people come to, like, they go to, like, the Cape for 4th of July. Like, random people from, like, my high school and stuff. Like, people, like, you know, travel and go up here for it. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
I live in a poppin' area.
Oh, I know. There's so much for you to do. So many, just life is good for both of us.
Life
all is well
I know.
In the world.
Don't you feel so lucky? Like, I feel so, I wake up every day, I'm like, I'm so, like, I don't know. I've just been feeling so, like, humbled and, like, really, really thankful.
Yeah, 100%. And I have a question for you guys. We always post on our Gals on the Go Facebook and our Instagram asking for y'all's feedback. But do you guys like this conversational style? Because we were going to do a whole, like, bullet point tips. But we really enjoy just making it more conversational and talkative. And I think that's why you guys listen to our podcast. So just reassure us and let us know. Because we want to make sure you guys are still enjoying it. I mean, I love it. Obviously, it's a way for Brooke and I to catch up. But sometimes I'm like, I hope, like, they're enjoying it. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's a passion
so definitely
project.
Let us know. Yeah, it's a passion project. It's Gals on the Go. We're always talking about things that are on the go. So I guess that is on brand, right? Yeah.
I feel like it is. At the same time, I mean, we always say it, like, this isn't the podcast to go to. If you want, like, these are 30 tips to be productive. Like, that's not, it's not yeah, it. You know
what
I mean?
We're just going to do, we'll do ones like that, like once a month, but then it's just, we just want to be fresh and we want to be real. And I think we are real and we kind of give real. A different side to
keyword.
Being.
I love it. I love
yeah.
It.
Keeping it real. And we always try to like give a new side to like what being an influencer is like and also mm-hmm. working a job and a student at the same time. So I really do hope you guys are enjoying this podcast.
I love that. I talked to actually some friends from work and I was like, because they were like, what influencers do you follow? And I said, personally, I like to follow people that I can relate to. That I'm like, mm-hmm. your lifestyle is relatable.
Yeah.
That's just me. I know some people are the opposite and they like to follow the people that are extravagant and do all these like crazy, crazy things. And like they're, you know, whatever. And freaking XYZ foreign country doing XYZ thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And obviously we have the opportunity to do those things.
Yeah,
as well,
I was going to say. Okay,
but you know what I mean? Like,
but like a balance, yeah.
But that's
something you can relate to. So, I mean, there you go.
Exactly. Exactly. So I prefer to follow more like quote relatable influencers. So that's my vibe. I know everybody's different though. And I feel like we are like real girls at the end of the day. I'm like,
I think so too.
This is our life. Yeah.
Yeah. This is the life.
Hold on tight. What music have you been listening to lately?
That is so weird. I was just going to say my new favorite song. That is okay, so weird.
I just have a feeling that you're on some good music right now.
Well, I never do this, but this morning I was trying to get hype, so I went on today's top hits on Spotify, and Post Malone just came out with a new song. Oh my god, it's so good. It's called Goodbyes. Literally got me so hype. It's not like super hype, but it just like his so that's it. And I actually Senorita by Shawn Mendes and Camilo Cabello, whatever, it's actually kind of good.
Really?
There hasn't been much good music lately, and I'm, like, starting to find some. I'm also on my country music grind still. It's kind of weird, I know.
The grind.
And Drake's new songs and all that. What about you?
I've been just – actually, I've been big into EDM because a lot of people I work with are into EDM, so we, like, send each other music.
Oh, love that.
So cool. Yeah. A lot of SoundCloud, actually. I'll have to send you some stuff. I've got.
Please do. I love SoundCloud.
Yeah. But I don't know. The interface of SoundCloud kind of gets me sometimes. Like, I definitely prefer
Spotify.
It's not
the best. You have to, like, you have to know what to look for. Like, it's not as easy to discover new music. They're getting better, though, with providing, like, based off what you listen, here's some other songs you might like.
Yeah.
But it's still kind of hard.
I don't know. People were playing the Big Booty mix today. We were, like, out in, like, the parking lot, like, listening to music on our lunch break, and people were playing Big Booty mix. I was like, oh, it's hype. Like, it's a pretty
hype
mix.
It is fun. And there's so many different, I mean, it's an hour long, so it's awesome.
I know, because you could just fast forward halfway through and it's a totally new song.
Oh, totally. Boom, done.
Yeah, I need to get better about my music. I need to also expand my podcast listening, because I like to listen to one in the morning when I'm getting ready, but I really only listen to Skinny Confidential, Girls Gotta Eat. I'll listen to, like, our friends that do podcasts. Like, I'll listen to Kenzie's and, like, whoever else's. But I need to expand into more. So if you guys have any, like, similar to that vibe podcast recommendations, hit us up.
Yeah, please do. I'm always looking for more. I'm running out because I'll, like, listen to all of mine on the first day. I guess I have the Morning Toast every day, which I do. The Morning Toast shouted me out. Did I tell you this?
No. What did they say?
Oh, my God. Margo did. I was so honored because Margo's freaking awesome. She guest hosted with Jackie one day, and they were talking. I don't know. Jackie was like, you should start a YouTube channel. And Margo was like, there's this one girl, Danielle Carolyn. I mean, she's always posting videos. Like, she's so cool. And I was like, wow, that's so sweet.
Oh,
I was just like listening, and it was just like there. So thank you guys.
So that's the tea. Is she going to start a YouTube? Was that the concept of that?
She might. She's so cool. I don't know. I like DM'd her and I was like, thanks for like mentioning me. That was really sweet. And I was like, you should start a YouTube channel. She's like, really? I just don't know. It sounds like a lot of work. And it is. So, I mean, yeah. If you don't feel like you have enough time or like you don't want to dedicate it, I always tell people like, don't do it unless you really want to, because there's enough of them out there already. And if you don't want to start
it,
don't
do it. If you're going to go in, like, go all in. That's my opinion on it.
Baby.
You know what I mean?
Agree.
Like,
yep.
Do it. Like, don't just post one video and fall off the face of the earth. Like, do it. And you could do it. Like, oh, my gosh. It's so crazy. And that's – it goes back to, like, that whole idea that, like, the influencer world is now and stuff. Just
– oh, yeah.
I don't know. All of the people that I've talked to recently at work and stuff, they're like, that's so awesome that you've really built a brand for yourself. I'm like, I'm so glad it's normal now. Like, I'm just
so yes. It's been a minute. But now it is normalized and we are
– so thankful.
Chilling. Yes. So thankful. So – yeah, well, I feel like this was, like, a really good episode. I'm, like, super inspired. I was, like, kind of hitting my midday slump, you know? Mm-hmm. So it kind of helped me energize. I have to go get my nails done still, pack, film two more videos. Oof. But that's fine. I'm motivated again.
I know. You got this. Rest of the day, like, a second wind. We got this.
Yeah, honestly. Every time I talk to you, though, I just get instantly energized. So.
You too. You inspire me.
You inspire me.
Okay, well, we love you guys so much. Join the Facebook group. Follow us on Instagram. We're always posting the most inspirational quotes and stuff
yes,
like that.
Yes, always.
And I can't wait to hear next week's episode with Margo. So
yes,
look
it'll be
to
a
that.
Good time. Yeah, I'll probably add a little part where people can send in questions. So make sure to follow at Gals on the Go podcast on Instagram to be involved with that. Join the Facebook group. And yeah, we'll see you guys
love
next
you guys.
Week.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love. But she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list like for the mom who has everything. Or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.